Welcome back to the pregame show here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Friday evening, as joining us on the line now is the head football coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles. Logan Willard joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having us again, Quinn.
So as we look, obviously, week one, a dominant victory for your ball club, rolling up 447 yards on the ground, 76 points on the scoreboard. It's really hard to devise a better start for your football team than you guys had in week one. And just, you know, through the week one contest and even back to the scrimmage a couple Fridays ago against Webster City, just what are some things you and the staff have seen from this team that has really impressed you here through the first couple weeks of the season?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you put a performance like that out there, obviously, you know, we were not penalized with our first group in there, and we didn't turn the football over. But I think the big thing that I've seen is just the leadership from the senior group that we have and their experience showing up from, you know, their past years. And a lot of them have been out there since their freshman year, kind of getting kicked around. And you know, now it's shown out, and it's been a positive thing for us.
And keeping it on the offensive side of the football, Adrian Whipple, somebody that we've talked a lot about his potential on the field this year after a real solid junior year, comes out and it just has a phenomenal performance, especially on the ground. 7 carries, 137 yards, 3 touchdowns, covering them, you know, straight out of the highlight reel in terms of some of the things he did on those touchdown runs. It just really commanded the offense with a lot of poise, with a lot of veteran leadership as well, and just coming out of the gates. What have you seen from Adrian, at least from your perspective, that has also really stood out from what he's been able to do?
Yeah, we've always known with him that he's capable. I think the big thing that's changed for him is just mentality. You know, he's gone from being hesitant to just attacking and seeking contact, and, you know, even mentality that has come over to the defensive side of the football. You know, something we haven't ever asked him to play defense, and, you know, now he just doesn't want to come off the field. So his mentality has really changed, and he's wanting to be on the field, special teams, offense, and defense, and that's what's making him special.
And talking about the defensive side of the football, Gavin Peterson is somebody we knew would be a big playmaker on the offensive side, and we knew he had the ability on defense, and he really showcased that in that first contest. 3 interceptions in the contest against Lake Mills. He really was all over the place from that free safety spot. And having him back at that free safety spot for another year, just, well, what are some things that are different for him when he's lined up at that free safety spot? Some things that you notice that, hey, he's really gotten better at here from where he was at the start of a year ago?
Yeah, well, I mean, his work ethic is always going to put him in a position to be successful, but I think he'd be the first person to tell you that the interceptions were really created by something that we haven't had in the past, and that's a really nice pass rush, you know, with Christian Shield and Arturo Reyna Salazar coming in, and, you know, Lucas Willard, Trenton Robinson, those guys are creating the panic to allow, you know, the ball to get thrown out there where he can go get it. And then obviously his height allows him to go up and, you know, take some balls that maybe some other people wouldn't be able to get.
You talk about that pass rush and the ability to play physical on both sides of the football up front, and your team really showcased that against Lake Mills. And just, what are some things that have gone into allowing the offensive line to really, and the defensive line as well, to allow the trenches to really take that next step and really begin to punish opposing fronts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just speaks to their, you know, those guys and their motor that they have and their willingness to go out on every play and, you know, let every play have a life of its own and compete within that, within the whistle. But, you know, they're doing a great job. And like I said, it's just another year of experience under their belts, and they're just being able to, you know, go out and execute and capitalize on the moments that they have right now.
And taking a look at tonight's matchup with Ogden, this was a game that went right down to the wire a season ago in Eagle Grove, a one-point loss for your ball club. And obviously, you know, second time around seeing the Bulldogs have a bit of a better understanding what this roster, what they have roster-wise, what they do schematically. And just, you know, obviously they're coming off of a win where they turned it on late to knock off Perry in week one. And just looking at the film from the first couple weeks from the Bulldogs, what are some things that stand out to you in the staff, in your scout of Ogden, and what does your football team have to do to come away with a victory tonight?
Yeah, we really got to play through the whistle. I noticed them, you know, they have a great pursuit as a defensive unit. They're good at block destructing, and, you know, they're physical, and they do a really good job as a unit, you know, and they got the old number 73, 71, and number 11, 15. They're just flying around making plays, and, you know, looking forward to an opportunity to play him again. Like I said, I know it was a good matchup last year. We're looking for something a bit of the same, and excited to get out there and compete with them.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Ogden.
Thanks, Quinn.
That was Logan Willard, the head football coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our pregame show. We go live to the field next here on 95.7 FM.